Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Goodman scores. Lenhart moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Boone moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Goodman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goodman bunts towards the mound. Lemon juggles the ball. That's an error on Lemon. Pesky moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesky scores. Goodman moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boone takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDermott, and towards Goodman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Doby moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehr Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehr Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 2 in the game. McDermott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Reiser pinch runs for Al Rosen. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reiser moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing third base. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niearhas is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 3 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDermott moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDermott scores. Pesky moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.